Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, Bob, I do want to talk about something semi-serious coming out of my weekend, which I did spend most of it at home. But I first want to take you back to 1932.
Naturally.
A big thing was happening through November and December in Australia. They call it the Great Emu War.
Yes, I'm aware of this. And the emus came out on top, according to Wikipedia, right? That just says winner emus.
Yeah, we lost. We lost the Great Emu War. It was basically an effort to get rid of them. They were being quite a nuisance throughout certain parts of Australia. And we lost the war. It didn't happen. But I think it's time for a retry. And I would like to kick it off in my own home. The Great Mouse War of 2022.
I was going to say, I didn't think you had emus up on the ceiling, but that would be, that'd be a huge get for the show. If after weeks of wondering what animal is living in the roof of your ceiling, if it was an emu at the end, that'd be good.
It would be good, unfortunately.
That'd be great in the socials.
To be fair, could still be. We don't actually know what's in the roof. The mice are a problem at ground level. Now, Thursday I got home from work, was kind of pretty cruisy. It had been a big day for everyone here. And I went into our pantry, which is a walk-in pantry, and I noticed evidence of mice.
We were meant to get a mice plague, weren't we? It was a big problem in New South Wales last year.
Well, here's the thing. I think we've got one.
Yeah.
Because, and we've had them here before. This is the first I've owned a home that's been affected by mice. Now, I obviously was disgusted by this. Friday decided my first port of call for the long weekend was to completely clean out and disinfect the pantry, which I did
do.
Now, we've spoken about this before. I'm scared of mice. I'm not a big fan of them. They can creep up with on you.
Up your legs?
Up your legs. They could get inside your pants without you knowing. Now,
they can.
They could.
Only facts here.
Corbin, my lovely fiance, was down in the shed on Friday while I was doing this, and I have cleaned out most of the shelves, got to one of the last ones, picked up a jar, and right there, it was a mouse. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I am not good under pressure and stress, so I did what I also usually do, freeze up, threw the jar that I had in my hand across the room, sprinted the 100 metres down to the shed and squealed while crying, basically.
Aww.
Which is ridiculous. I'm not usually, I'm a scaredy cat, apparently. So this was Friday.
Ironically, cats not afraid of mice.
No, it would be nice if I was a scaredy cat. Cut to Sunday. And I was filling up my water bottle just before bed in said pantry that was now clean and free of mice evidence. And I just felt like something was watching me. I turned around and climbing up the side of the pantry wall was a mouse. So again, I've screamed, my phone's gone flying across the room, I've backed out and I've declared that the mice have got to go or I am moving out. Things I've tried so far.
Okay.
I'll put it out there. Mouse traps. Some sort of way of getting rid of them. Just they've got those ones you can catch and release.
The little, okay, yeah.
They've outsmarted them. They don't go in there. They're not going into there. They don't want to be released in somewhere, you know, like the wilderness. Second thing I've tried, it's different essential oils in the pantry that are supposed to deter them because the smell is too strong. That has also not worked. They are clearly moving in and they are comfy. And honestly, I think I need to just leave my home.
Well, I think that's it. It is fight or flight.
Mm.
I offered you my house to camp out on over the weekend. You should have taken me out.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah, I really should have.
Serves you right.
I would be interested in nice ways to get rid of mice, things that might deter them. It could be just that I get a cat, maybe. I'm allergic, but it'd be worth it.
This is already so far off the rails.
I'm going to put out a post, Magic 931, on Facebook. Let me know your tips and tricks for getting rid of mice.